Where are you from?
I'm originally from North Carolina, Forest City, North Carolina. You know, it's the sticks, real country.
Is that where the back road gentleman comes
from?
Yeah,
back roads country gentleman.
Back roads country gentleman.
That's exactly where it comes from.
And like, what does that mean, back road country gentleman?
So a back roads country gentleman is, you know, somebody, of course, who grew up on the back roads in the country. We really smooth, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
It's really like we smooth with the ladies. We know we can cook. We can change the brakes on your car. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All of those things rolled up into one big creative person.
Gotcha. Now, I heard all of that, but how do you get from the back roads to music? Like, what did you listen to coming up?
So I really grew up on church music. It was a lot of Fred Hammond, Kirk Franklin, Mary Mary, BB and CC Winans.
Okay.
Until about the age of maybe like 8 or 9.
Okay.
Then I started listening to, Michael Jackson has always been instilled in everything.
That's everybody, man.
Yeah, everybody. Michael Jackson is there. We can't go on and not give him his credit. But then I started listening to hip-hop music probably like 8 or 9. So hip-hop was actually the last thing. But the area where I grew up in, we were so mixed. You know, it's a real small town. Mm-hmm. So from white folks, Indians, and then I really grew up with a lot of different people who listen to different music. So I listen to country, I listen to bluegrass, rock and roll, from Evanescence to Uncle Cracker and stuff like that just growing up. So I listen to everything. So now it just really comes out.
What influenced you to be a country hip hop artist?
I really wanted to shine light on my country roots.
Okay.
And then with hip hop, with me moving around the scene, I really fell out of love with how polluted the scene is. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah.
It's like everybody sounds the same. Not everybody, but you know.
Majority
of the people sound the same.
They find something they like and they want to do it too.
Yeah, and then I just got tired of hearing that, and I wanted to. I'm the type of person, it's a certain type of music that I want to listen to, mm-hmm. and nobody's creating it, so why not create it myself?
That's a good way to think about it. Listen, though, man, you said, like you said, music was diluted, everybody doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
With DSPs coming out today, I can jump on Spotify and listen to anything I want to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
What would make somebody want to jump on Spotify and listen to you and type in your name?
So with me, I'm going to give you life. So actually how I came up with creating my music is, make it fun, but make it real, because you got people who just stick to the fun and it's not really giving you anything, but then you got people who want to give you a message and it's just like, I don't want to listen to a whole album and be in class, like, that's boring. So give a message, but give it to people in a fun way so it can really captivate their attention. And then they can grasp it. So are you up and you moving, but you like, okay, when you really think about the lyrics, it's like, man, this is some real stuff.
So you write for lyrics. Would you say like you're a lyrical country hip hop rapper?
Oh, for sure, man. I like country music. The biggest thing about country is it's going to give you a story.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to put you into the life of like a heartbreak or like everyday life. It's very relatable.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just meshed that with hip hop. Tell it in the hip hop is the flow, and then of course the instrumentals have the 808 and everything like that. So add in some guitar, some banjo, whatever you want to feel, and then there you go.
Now you in a different genre, man. It's this country hip hop. I'm not gonna lie. I've interviewed a bunch of hip hop artists, bunch of R&B artists, but country and hip hop together.
Mm-hmm.
I know you said you like to make music for yourself. You say, you know, I didn't hear this type of music and I want to make that, but what's really driving you down that lane?
Really want to be a forerunner in something new. Everybody's waiting for that new sound, you know. Of course, they feel like they got it when it came to the Lil Nas X, but eventually, as you've seen, that really wasn't him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not putting on a facade.
So you say if you break into the industry, this is you all the way.
This is me all the way.
Got you.
This is who I am. I want people to know that this is over here on this side. This is how we really living. This is how we really get down.
we'll pick up the conversation, man. Sticking back, going back to the genre, man. Is there any pinnacle moments, highlight moments, that a rapper wouldn't be able to experience, or that a country artist won't be able to experience that you have experienced?
So for rappers, a highlight moment for me was my first trail ride performing at. Man, when you talk about hundreds of people, thousands of people. And being on the stage in front of thousands of people at the level that I am right now, I'm sitting there like, I feel like I made it. And that's an opportunity that a lot of people don't get. So
I don't mean to cut you off, but trail ride? What's a trail ride?
So a trail ride is literally where a bunch of country folks, and if you tune into my YouTube, I vlog at trail rides.
Okay.
So where a bunch of country people who ride horses, they get together for the weekend. Sometimes it's Thursday through in the end zone Saturday night, but they leave out Sunday morning. But they come from everywhere, and they really get together to ride horses. And then some of them have, like, rodeo events. They race. They do horse races, like barrel racing, everything that you would see at a rodeo.
Yeah.
Even bull riding. And then on Saturday night, they usually have a party. And they have artists there, and they playing music. So
that shit sounds cool as hell, man. Now, is it, again, I hate to go back to the race part of it, but country music is typically white folks, you know? So these trail rides, are they, like, race divided, or are they mixed?
These
or
how does that work? So this is when they say people don't understand what country money look like. Bro, it's black folks. Okay. Is at the ones that I'm going to, it's black folks. Of course, you got a mixed crowd, but yeah, the ones I'm going to is put on by black people.
Okay,
bro. So when I say I'm seeing black, I didn't know black folks had horses and trailers and coming from different states. Like, dang, y'all got money for gas and the maintenance on these things, because keeping up a horse ain't cheap.
Yeah, yeah.
They will clown you if your horse is skinny out there. So. Yeah, don't ever bring no skinny. Like, if you have a malnourished horse and not taking care of it.
Damn. Yeah. Hey, I guess it's a different part of the game I never know about.
Yeah.
So you said you did a show out there, thousands of people. Yeah. Man. Like, what's it like? Like, doing, I guess, the country hip hop versus just, because you said at one point in time you were doing rap music.
Yep.
What's the difference? Like, how was the stage presentation different? Mm-hmm. How was the crowd different? Tell me the difference between the two.
I feel like for me, the stage presence wasn't different, because I always give it my all when I hit a stage.
Okay.
So from a club to being outside, you know, the difference between that is the party is outside. Like, it's a
festival.
I'm performing on a flatbed. You know what I'm saying? Outside versus being in the club on a small stage or whatever. And so we under the stars versus being here. So the acceptance, man, is you really got a lot of people who waiting to see what you got to give them, because they already having fun. You know what I'm saying? They already on moonshine or whatever else they got out there. And then they waiting for you to be the entertainment.
Now, I know you say it was these trail sides. Trail side, am I saying that right?
Trail ride.
Trail ride. Mm-hmm. I know you got a story or two, man. Yeah. Like something crazy that happened. Maybe it's your first one that you went to. Mm-hmm. You got any stories to share with us, man?
Yeah. So this is my biggest hiccup. It was actually at a bonfire.
Okay.
And it's the same group of people, but now it's cold, so they have bonfires outside. I went, and I usually have me like two shots in the beer just to get my nerves and stuff out of the way, but man, I was on this moonshine.
Oh, man.
And I was good until the moment they called me up on stage and they put the mic in my hand and I started talking. Boy, that moonshine jumped on me, so something so serious. And my music was coming on. I'm trying to fight the moonshine and still perform. I'm messing my song up. I'm just like, man, yeah, the country got me, man. It got me.
Did
for
you bounce
sure.
back, or it was just a failure?
Man.
It's called loss of loss.
So this first song was a wash. Okay. Now, Back Roads Boogie, I had been performing so much, and I'm just knowing it by just like it's the back of my hand.
Yeah.
So I pretty much coasted through that one pretty smooth. And then, you know, the dancing helped fill in the gaps and stuff like that. But I actually still put that out because I will never put myself through that again. I feel like I really embarrassed myself.
Yeah, it's a lesson learned.
Yeah,
lesson
internally. Learned. My mom was there with me. Hey, when I got off the stage, she gonna keep it 1,000 with me all the time. Yeah. Hey, son. What you doing up there? You know you just made yourself look like a fool. I'm just like, man, you know what? I dang so did. So ever since then, that was my learning lesson.
So no more moonshine before performance?
No. We can do that afterwards. I'm definitely going to be on it a little afterwards, though.
So if you off the moonshine and someone has never seen you perform before, right. what are they going to expect? What should we expect? What are we going to see? Someone never seen you before.
So I'm very energetic when I get on the stage.
Okay.
I'm not one of those people that likes to get up there and just burn through my music. I want to connect with the crowd. One, because it's people who have never seen me before, so I want to make a everlasting first
impression.
First impression.
Gotcha.
So I'm gonna get up there. Hey everybody, how y'all doing tonight? Make some noise. I'm gonna make sure I move the crowd and get them put in. So you're gonna get that personal interaction. Even when I'm performing, I make sure I make eye contact with people in the stage so you can know, like, hey, I see you. You know what I'm saying? And then just like, you know how politicians do when they on the stage, they pointing to somebody like they know them. Yeah, I'm doing all of that too.
So you told us about a mistake that you made when it comes to performing. What about your greatest show so far?
Oh, yeah. It was the first. It's a big debate between my first trail ride. That's always going to be my pride and joy because, man, when I say thousands of people, it was crazy. But then I did one in Fitzgerald, Georgia as well. And I actually I came early, so I got to walk around and vibe with the people. And I got a Bluetooth stereo with me. So I'm playing my song and teaching people my dance.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? The person who put me on the show, she walking me around and introducing me to the saddle clubs, which is a group of people who have horses and they just, you know.
It's like a motorcycle club but for horses?
Yeah.
Fam, you got to take me to one of these shits.
Actually,
this sounds amazing, man.
May 18th, 19th, and the 20th. On the 20th, which is Saturday, I'm actually the headliner for the show that night. So I'm inviting everybody.
Where about? Where is it at?
It's in Shelby or Bowling Springs, North Carolina.
Say less, man. Just remind me, and I'll make sure to drive over there because I want to see. I can imagine it. What I'm thinking.
I'm actually going
like,
one this weekend in Iowa. That's right outside of Anderson.
Gotcha. What up? My mindset is I'm thinking festival, Black Bike Week, but on horses.
Yeah.
Am I right?
On horses in the big field.
I gotta see this shit, man. I'm sorry. I'm looking off because I'm imagining like how amazing. I bet you the women out there, the horses out there, everybody drinking, having a good time. Yeah. Does it ever go like left? Is it mostly just everybody having a good time?
So actually, and you know, I gotta be real. I've been seeing a lot of people talk about it. You know where it goes left? Where people who don't respect the culture come in.
Okay.
So the trail ride is actually about the horses and the coming together and the horsemanship and stuff like that.
Okay.
Now, the Saturday night party, that's when all the other people who ain't never been on a horse, don't know nothing about the culture, they coming for that party.
I mean, technically, that would be me. Okay.
But it ain't bad if you are one of them people to say, man, I'm coming to experience this. Because I really first got attached to the actual party. One, because I'm an artist. But getting in there, when I finally got in there and introduced to it, it was something a community that I've been wanting to be in my whole life. I just didn't know where it was at.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? You know how you have a feeling like, yo, there's something missing.
Yeah.
And then when you finally, you're like, yeah,
this
is it.
Okay.
So that's how I felt. But the Saturday night party, people already showing up drunk and stuff like that. And when the sun go down, you know, that's when the creatures come out.
And it's all outside.
Yeah, all outside, bro.
That should be amazing. Let's switch gears a bit. Let's talk about the music. Mm-hmm. Now, on May the 3rd of 2021, if I'm not mistaken. Correct me if I'm wrong. You came out with a project called Full Full.
Mm-hmm.
There's a story behind that project. Can you share that with us?
So 440, it actually came, it was one day I was heading up to Greenville from here in Spartanburg to Greenville, and I was going to do a boxing class. I actually told myself, I only had enough gas to make it there. I told myself, all right, I'll make it there, I'll get gas after we done. So whoop, I got there and get done with the boxing class. I stopped at the gas station. Man, I'm like,
I ain't got no wallet. Like, I'm literally, it's like, yo, you got 5 miles till you empty. I'm like, man, how I'm going to make it all the way back to Spartanburg?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, man, I called my wife at the time. And I'm just like, yo, Cash App ain't going to help me.
Yeah.
I don't got Apple Pay. Oh, yeah, I don't got Apple Pay. I ain't have no Apple Pay, man. You know what? And 440 comes from, I looked in the middle of my little middle console, and I scraped together $4.40 worth of change. And I got $4. You should see me placing out my coins. Look, this is $4.40. And I put that $4.40 in my Jeep. It was enough for me to make it back to Spartanburg and a little bit extra to go home, get my wallet in again, and then go back to the gas station. So what I took from 440 was, in life situations, we don't always have what we want, because I would have wanted my wallet at the time, right? Mm-hmm. But if you look at what you got and you make it work for you, you have exactly what you need to get you to where you need to go and to keep going. So I applied that to life, and then that's where I came up with the name 440.
Now, when you create music, mm-hmm. earlier you stated and said you're making the music that you don't hear. You want to make music for yourself. Do you set goals, business goals for your music, or are you one of those artists like, I'm just creating and it happens the way it happens?
No, I definitely create business goals. So one,
what were the goals for 440? Goals did you set for yourself?
So first, I set the goal of making music that was real. Like, when I say real, like real life experiences. I had just lost my sister at the time. And then, you know, it was just like, yeah, I got to give the people who I am. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to give the people the real. And then I was just like, you know, my goal is to move this music around, you know, get more numbers than I got the first time, gain more exposure and stuff like that, get stuff on the radio and build, because I'm seeing people doing podcasts, interviews, you know, they come out with that random ass South Carolina's top 25 list, and you like, dang, man, I ain't even on there. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't even know who I am until you find out the behind the scenes of what it really is.
Yeah, it's a little payola.
It's
a little payola. You know.
But people be all in their feelings. But goals like that is finding these people who doing this. And then so I always, with everybody in music, it's like, man, what ears can I get that I didn't have before the last project? You know what I'm saying? So that's always the goal, is to grow. Because it's a lot of people in music that say, man, I've been doing this 15, 20 years. And I'll be looking at them and I'm just like, this all you got to show for it?
Yeah, man. That's sad. It is sad.
This it?
We have a lot of local stars, for lack of words, where
Greenville County is it? I'd be like, bro, yeah, man, I'm about to go to Columbia. No, I don't mess with the Met. For what?
It's like, yeah, it's like 2 hours down the road. If
I'd be like, bro, what? Man, they different down there. Yeah, they different. That's why I'm going down there.
Yeah.
I don't ever approach any situation or any new scene with no negative energy. I always move off positivity, so I feel like I'm good anywhere. You know what I'm saying? Because I just bring my, I shine my internal light out, but
Now, with the Project 440, can you name some standout records for people who have not heard it? Can you name some standout records from that project?
So we're going to come out with the first song, Venting. Yep. Venting is...
You literally vented.
Yeah, I really vented, and that's what it was. I'm telling you about my time in the military, mm-hmm. How I was overseas, and I had a girl try to set me up. She really tried to... She really tried to slander my name. And I had to, you know, as a man, they say, oh, as a man, you're just supposed to take it or whatever. No, I really had to, go outside of my, I'm supposed to be a man, and humble myself to go and be able to be like, yo, what she's saying is not true. So I need to get ahead of this situation. And before it builds like a wildfire, because in all actuality, it was a white girl who tried to say that I assaulted her, sexually assaulted her.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, yeah, bro, I just got back. from a 2 weeks because my sister got brain cancer. I've been gone for 2 months at the time. Now I'm back in Iraq, and the day after I get back, you tell people coming to me early in the morning telling me this. So I literally had to go sign paperwork. Hey, this girl slandering my name. I don't feel comfortable and stuff like that, and get myself right. You know what I'm saying? So that I could make sure that by law, I was the person who filed the first statement and stuff like that. So venting is always a deep one for me.
That was one of your last full-length projects.
Yeah.
From that point on, you went to doing singles, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah.
And then that's where Bat Row Biggie drops in November. Mm-hmm. Creative process.
Mm-hmm.
Walk me through it. When you got the beat, when you sat down to write, what was on your mind? What was you thinking walking into this?
Backroads Boogie. When I did the 440 project, my mom, I finally got, because she wasn't listening to my music. And then I said, yo, I got this whole project that you not listening to, and you telling me that she didn't, she liked what I was doing, but she didn't really believe in me.
Gotcha.
Then she sat down, she listened to it. When she listened to it, she got her emotions in it. Okay, boom. Past that, she's like, now you got to give them something fun. You've given them your real life, and you let them know where you are. Now you got to bring it up. Yeah. You got to give people something that they can party to. So, man, Jay Sertz or Jesse Sertz, mm-hmm. he's a producer from here. I don't know if I heard the beat on his Instagram or something, but usually that's how it happens. I heard the beat. I was like, yo, I need that. Like, right now, exclusives, give it to me. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it costs, I got it. God dang, sign the contracts. And then as I'm writing the music, I'm just vibing. So I'm just writing the music. I was like, man, this is country, but this is hip hop. So I got a country music that's telling that story, make yeah. it situational. I need to talk about something. Mm-hmm. So I'm just listening to the instrument. I'm running down in my head. And then I get to the end of the song. And I'm just like, man. As me, this whole time I've been studying music, two verses is really what people want to get. Yeah. Anything further than that, the third verse, they ain't trying to really listen.
Cut it off. Yeah. Attention spans are very short.
Exactly.
These days.
So what can I do to wake these people up? Bam, I was like, man, I can't write no whole other 12 or 16 or how many other bars it was on this song. So I was just like, man, I'm gonna make a dance because I know line dances like the wobble and stuff like that. Cupid Shuffle, they live on forever. So Backroads Boogie, I was like, man, I need a dance to this. So I'm literally going over the beat, and I'm telling my wife at the time, I'm just like, man, look, you do some steps, and I'm going to write it down to the beat. So she over there kicking left, kicking right, and I'm just boom, kick left, kick right, cross step to the side, tap front, tap back. And I'm just like, okay, I got the first whole iteration of it. And I was like, man, I got to change it over and still make it all rhyme. You know what I'm saying? So, like, literally, I had her dancing in front of me, and I'm just writing it all
That's
down.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. That made me want to try some shit, but I'm not. I want you to show me how to dance before we finish. I tried it. I watched it because you have a YouTube tutorial.
Yep.
I'm trash, man. I can't
feel it. Kick right, kick left, cross step to the side, tap front, tap back. Don't let the thing ride. Then you boogie to the left, boogie to the right. Turn the thing around, you can boogie all night.
My thought process was to learn it and then get him be like, yeah, my nigga,
but yeah, yeah.
I can't do it, fam. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie to you. Now, would you say that's like the highlight record of your career so far?
Yeah.
Talk about do you have any success stories, any moments that happened around that record that will always stand out and stick with you?
Man, I can't give you so once again, that trail ride, man. Backroads Boogie has gotten me in so many doors that is crazy.
Okay.
One, because I ain't believe it would work around it's not like I don't have love for the hood, but I didn't believe that the song would work with hood folks.
Yeah.
But when I did that, because that's where it worked first. And then I was like, okay, cool. Let me go try this somewhere else. Like, I've taken Backroads Boogie to like I said, I've taken it to breweries, to hood clubs, to trail rides, to.
But people like to dance. Like,
yes.
And my thought process is, if it's a dance song and it go, it's gonna go
for sure.
So when you're taking it around and you're going to these different clubs, doing these different performances, like are you? Like I know that the end of the song tells you how to do it, mm-hmm. but are you showing people beforehand to like kind of get them ready? Or are you mm-hmm. bringing people with you just to bust out and start mm-hmm. doing it? Do you have any plan for it that way, or are you just going up on stage and going for it?
So I don't really have time to teach people while I'm there, but the glory of going to trail rides is they have other parties and stuff too. So the people who learned it there, they are normally at the other parties that I go to, like VFW parties and stuff like that. So I ask them, hey, if you met me before and you know this dance, come on out here with me. And I usually get a crowd of people going from there. Damn. I'm talking about I'm in Georgia getting crowds of people.
You got this footage. Like, yeah. You have this footage, yeah. Right? Just want to make sure. Because my thing is, like, knowing that you grew up kind of around the same area that I grew up in, mm-hmm. researching your music, researching you, watching you, I'm proud of it, fam. Mm-hmm. Just to be completely honest with you. Because... the high school that we went to, it was no dancing. It was no dance music. Everything was shoot 'em up, kill, yeah. slap a ass, fuck a bitch, da da da.
Yeah, for sure.
So I do want to take a moment to simply say, man, congratulations on the level that you've reached so far, mm-hmm. and continue to go. Because again, I was trying to learn it. My kids probably can pick it up and show.
Yeah.
I can't figure it out, man. But let's move on. Music video.
Yeah.
You went and shot the music video. I think you got, I'm going to say his name wrong. I say his name wrong all the time.
Justin Eirik, yeah.
Eirik. You got Eirik to shoot the video.
About to hit the city. I've been working all week. Got my same old jeans, fresh boots on my feet. Told my buddy, grab a buddy. We going to hop off in the Jeep. Couple backwoods stuff. We don't smoke no swishes. Pistol in the holster, case them boys get the trippin'. Bill fold full of money, we don't do no penny pinching.
It set a form. Tell me about that day. Tell me about that day of shooting the video.
Man, that day was long. A long day. Getting up early. And literally the day before, I had a plan. And then I'm just like, man, my people not answering the phone. I was going to be out in North Carolina at a bigger farm. But... My guy, his name is Ethan Fagan, one of my military buddies. He is actually at his house, and he has farm animals. He had pigs, goats. I think he just has pigs and goats. But he had like that whole little pasture or whatever is behind his house. So I was just like, man, my people not answering the phone. Can I come do the video out there? And he's like, yeah, man, come on. So he got it all set up for me, and yeah.
You weren't afraid of the pigs or the goats?
No, man. I love farm animals.
You said you grew up on the Baton Rouge. I grew up in Nickeltown, fam. Yeah. I'm not playing with no pigs or no goats. So when I watched the video back, I'm just looking like, yeah, I probably wouldn't have did that.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't have did that either. The video, though, man, caught traction.
Mm-hmm.
The dance caught traction. Now you're nominated for UMA.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. How does that feel to be nominated for Music Video of the Year?
So it feels good. And why it feels good is because I had people vote for me, right? You know, you get nominated, then people got to vote for you. And now I'm a finalist, right? So where I first started off and I wanted support from a lot of people, and I would probably do anything to get it, now I'm being myself. Now I'm being organic. I'm building relationships with people. Now when I ask them, hey, look, I'm nominated. I need you to go vote for me, and to have people to vote for me, send me their feedback like they and show me that they voted for me. Now lets me know that I have the support system from people. So, it's good being nominated, and it's good being a finalist. But it's even better to know why I am.
The journey getting there. The journey getting there feels good. But you want to win, though, right?
Ah, yeah, I need that. I need that. Anybody who, I need that.
Now,
yeah.
Do you have your speech ready to go if you win it?
I don't. I'm going off the head.
Me too, fam. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. We got nominated for an award as well. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going
to
go
congratulations
up
there to y'all too.
And say what I got to say. Yeah. It is going to be what it is. It'll walk off the stage. Man, congratulations on that UMA the 31st of March.
Yeah.
Country Girl Twerk. Have you ever seen a Country Girl Twerk?
Have you ever seen a Country Girl Twerk? Yeah.
I feel like this is a dumb question, right? I feel like this is a dumb question, but what motivated the song, man?
Them cheeks motivated the song.
Is anyone like? Is it a set of cheeks in particular, or is just like, man, just the plentiful of cheeks that you've seen over the time?
Man, all of them. But it was just, it's this one. I can't find her for nothing. And like literally, how I opened up the song is, girl, it was a while back, seen you at a trail ride, rocking little jean shorts, showing off them thick thighs. I literally went on YouTube and put in Country Girls Twerking to find my inspiration, because I know what I want to talk about, but I need to see the cheeks moving and with the attire on that I needed to see. So I'm over here looking it up, and I hit this one girl on YouTube, so thick, and I'm just like, yeah. She was wearing jean shorts and the boots, and so that's where the jean shorts and the thick thighs came into play. And I don't know how to find it no more. I can't find it. I've tried to look for it.
Search history?
Man, maybe it's in there, but that was a, man.
Now, are you taking the, now, I want to split this in two. You have your 440 route, right? Mm-hmm. And I quote your mom. That was your series. That was your vision. That was you letting it go. And then you have your back road boogie record, which is having fun. Mm-hmm. Now, which route do you want to really take this record? Is it, are you looking for the TikToks, the TikTok dance, the YouTube dance? Like, what's the plan for the record?
So I am making the TikTok dance to this. I actually have a girl who I've hired. Man, she's lovely, she's beautiful, and she's a twerk instructor and stuff like that. So I am going to, because you can't get around ignoring TikTok.
Yeah.
TikTok is a big wave. That I made the song for TikTok, because it wasn't purposely made like, oh yeah, I need to make this for TikTok reasons. But I'm more so, I need a TikTok marketing plan. So there will be a dance created for TikTok, and my plan of moving it is, when I perform it, I want backup dancers with me throwing cheeks, man. Like, the song is Country Girl Twerk. If I ain't got some girls twerking with me,
it don't make no sense.
Yeah, I need to bring them with me, have them on some of my merch and doing their thing, for one, because I want to inspire everybody else. Go ahead and move them cheeks too. So men, if you women know how to move them cheeks and you're jealous, go ahead and bring her on to the side. Don't have her on the floor.
So how about that?
You feel me?
I understand. Now let's talk music video. All right. Let's talk music video. Yeah. What we thinking, man? I'm gonna tell you what I'm thinking, right? I'm sorry, I gotta tell you what I'm thinking. Trail ride.
Yeah.
Performing.
There you go.
Backstage.
There you go.
Little BTS thing mixed up in there.
He just ran my mind.
Okay, so we on the same page.
He just ran my mind.
Let me know. I want to be there.
You just ran my mind. First, in my head, I'm like, man, let me get a club to do it, because I don't know if I can get a trail ride to you know, open that up for me and say, boom, this is what I'm going to do. But God makes no mistakes. I thought the trail ride in May was actually this past weekend. Right, I ended up going to Shelby. And I'm getting down there. Ain't nobody here. I'm like, man, yeah, I don't know what's going on. So I called the dude, put it together. Hey, man, is the trail ride canceled? He's like, man, what you mean? The one in May? I said, bro, I'm 2 months early. He said,
You was ready
exactly.
to go.
I was super ready. So I ended up going to chop it up with him and chill with him at his house. And I let him and his lady hear the song. And so they put me on the highlight, and so, bam, I was like, man, I already had this idea of being at a trail ride, the behind the scenes, but back of the stage, getting on stage performing, and having dancers up there with me, having the whole crowd. Now I can make it a reality.
May. You saying May?
Huh?
It's going to happen in May. I'm going to stay in contact with you, because I really want to see this. I really want to see this go. But the real question here is, man, how your mom feel about a record like this?
Man, my mom's crazy, man. She loves it. My mom be trying to move. I was like, man, you sit all that dancing. You mess her hips up or something.
She said she going to be on TikTok too?
Man, listen, I don't know if I'm going to put on TikTok, but shoot, my mom is like as energetic as I am. She gonna give it to you the same way. She was in the studio when I went back to re-record it. She was over there trying to move. I'm like,
yeah, Miles, relax.
Yeah. Yeah, but she gonna do her thing. So she really loved the song. She believed in it, and she her biggest thing. I'm ready to see how you gonna hit the stage and do your thing.
That's what's up, because your mom's went from, like you said, not listening, not mm-hmm. really taking you serious,
yeah.
to now she ready for your song to drop.
Yeah,
that's real love, man. As we're wrapping up, man, I would like you to just look into the camera and mm-hmm. just shamelessly plug yourself. Where they can find you, where they can find your music, where they can buy your merch, upcoming shows that you got coming, any and everything, the time is yours.
All right, so you can Google Granddaddy Low. That's GRANDADDY space LO. Yes, that's one D in the middle of Granddaddy Low because I'm country, not because I'm ignorant. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you spell my name right. One D in the middle of Granddaddy Low. You can find my music on all music streaming platforms, Spotify, YouTube. Please go to YouTube and subscribe to my YouTube channel. But Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, any other platform. But like I said, once again, YouTube is my big thing because I want people to follow my channel and my vlog. Or go to my website. Dang, let me not forget that. My website is www.granddaddylow.com. You can go there. My merch is sold out. So you can see the merch that I did have that sold out and get ready for some more drops. Mm-hmm. You can go buy my music directly from me. So if you rock with my music and you want to support me, I don't put like cash apps out there or anything, but go to my website and buy my album because that comes to me directly. So where it would take thousands of streams or 100,000 of streams to equal $20, you can just go buy a digital download of my album from me directly on my website or anything else. I do have some hard copies left, but my plans for the future?
Yeah.
Man, my plans for the future is to go crazy with this country girl twerk. Like, I promise you, I'm going crazy, and I do have a lot more in the bag. My biggest thing is focusing on singles right now. Why I'm doing that is because I was putting out albums, right? And I would notice that a lot of that music would get overlooked. You know what I'm saying? You can see the numbers between the songs that are really taking off versus the ones that people really ain't paying attention to.
Yeah.
And that doesn't get me down anymore. It's really because I'm just starting off and then people don't really know me. So they aren't telling themselves, hey, I want to sit down and listen to a whole project by this guy who I just met. You know what I'm saying? So I'm focusing on singles because I want my singles to hit. So my goal is to release a single every month and then follow up with the music video the next month as I release another single. So that forces the people to pay attention to this one song and then I'm hit you with something else.
Yeah, that's a great plan.
Exactly. Then you can go back and follow it up with all of the past music on your own.
Gotcha. Any last words of wisdom, anything like that?
Yeah.
Actually, I have a specific request from you.
Okay.
You have a different style, a different genre of mm-hmm. music. It's country, it's hip hop, it's mixed together.
Mm-hmm.
There may be other people out there that may be afraid to step into that lane.
Right.
Or maybe other people out there that are afraid to step in any lane that they haven't stepped into before. Mm-hmm. Words of motivation, words of encouragement. Can you tell the people, can you motivate the people to go ahead and do their thing?
All right. So my words of encouragement for anybody who is looking to do anything, because believe it or not, rock rap is a big thing that's coming up too. And it's really a thing. So I don't know what you need to do, how you need to do it, go in a corner and get in your internal self and find that confidence to say, like, I'm a star. You know, for me, I really look in the mirror and say, and I tell myself, I'm a star. I have my own way. I can be creative and create how I want. So find that confidence within yourself to step out there and say, hey, nobody is making the music that's in my head, and they aren't making it because it's still in your head. So you need to create that and do it. You don't be afraid. A lot of people fail because they don't take the first step. That's the hardest one. Mm-hmm. I mean, my first time performing, I'm holding the mic and my hand doing this while I'm performing. You know what I'm saying? But I did it. Second time, third, fourth, fifth time.
Now you got them out here country
girl
twerking.
Yeah, now I got them country girl twerking. So take that first step.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid to be afraid. I'm serious.
It is true.
Don't be afraid to be afraid. Don't be afraid to be nervous. You're going to do it. It's a part of the process. But if you don't start the process, then you will never know what you would have became.
Gotcha. Well, thank you for your time, man. Thank you for sharing your time with me. Thank you for putting out this record, because I'm not going to lie, I like the record
myself. Yeah.
When we first set,
let you hear the whole thing.
When we first set up, I was asking you what's your favorite, your top five twerk songs. Can you give it to the camera right before we go out?
Oh, so I got From the Windows to the Walls. Mm-hmm. I got Tip Drill. Mm-hmm. I got Honky Tonk But Donkey Don't.
You taught me that one today.
I got Booty Got Swag and Nasty Song by Lil Rude.
That's a fucking hit. Yeah. That's a fucking hit. Well, thank you guys for watching, man. Granddaddy Low, Keys Ali, Nico Smokes behind the camera, making sure everybody looks good. Thank you for your time, man. And that's a wrap.
Yes, sir.